Hi, thank you for holding. Is this Jason?
It is.
Hey, Jason, how's it going? My name is Hawk. I'm one of the directors here at Local Splash. How are you doing today?
Good.
Happy to hear that. Let's see here. So she just sent this over. Let me just confirm a couple things. So for service area, you guys are going out about 50 miles, and are you guys doing residential mostly or some light commercial as well?
Yes, both.
Both? Okay, good to know. Because when it comes to the area, we can narrow it down to counties, cities, even zip codes. I mean, however you guys like to target it. Now, I know Tara's really good at explaining everything, but, I mean, before we dive into, you know, the meat and potatoes or everything, the pricing and all that good stuff, did you have any questions about the program itself or, like, how it works in general, anything like that?
Well, I'm just curious, like, who manages it? I have a buddy out of Florida that does the same business to me, and he hired a company as well. I don't know who it was or any details on it, but they're doing the same thing. So, like, he pulled up, you know, his website is the first business to pull up. So now my question would be, I haven't had a website developed yet. I'm in the process of doing that. Does that also include the website for my business? Or how does that work? Is it just local?
Yeah.
Or?
Actually, yeah, so we're a full-service marketing company. So, yeah, we do websites, the whole shebang. Now, as for the listing, yeah, you'd pop up. Like, you say you search, like, McDonald's near me or auto parts near me. You see the map that pops up, and there's, like, 3 to 5 businesses that are listed right there below it.
Yeah.
They consider that first-page placement, right? So you'd be right there on the first page as one of those top recommended. And in turn, you know, more people find you on the first page, of course, more people find your company. Without having to know the name, they just search for any keyword, you know, gutters, any service. You can have up to 15 keywords you can be found for. If they search within that area for any of those keywords or phrases, you'll pop up. So it's probably similar to what your friend's doing. We may just offer a couple different things that we list you on. I'll kind of give you a rundown here. So, of course, the first page of Google, that's, you know, where most of the calls will come from. That's where people search for pretty much anything these days. But you'll also own Bing, the Microsoft search engine for first page placement, and over 60 different directories. So like Yahoo, Better Business Bureau, Yellow Pages, White Pages, Alexa even, for like voice activated searches. So, I mean, if anyone is searching within that radius on Androids, iPhones, tablets, you name it, you're going to still pop up, even voice activated searches. And those calls will go straight to you. So, let's say, unlike Yelp or Angie's or some of those third-party services where the lead gets into your competition and it's kind of a race to get to the client sometimes, and then you still pay for lead no matter whether you get the job or not, this is not like that at all. Have you had any experience with that? I see you guys had the Angie's before.
Well, I just got set up with Angie about a week ago.
Oh, okay. Have you had much experience with the leads yet? Anything coming in? Or?
No, I just activated it. I paused. So I just activated it this Saturday.
Okay, gotcha. Do you know anyone else who's used it? Have you heard any of the stories about it?
I mean, I've heard pros and cons.
Right,
it's just
like
negatives and positives. So, I mean, I've just been taught to, you know, make your own decision for yourself. So
right, at least give it the old college try.
Yeah.
Okay, I got you. But yeah, this is completely different from that, right? So you're getting them in the moment they want the job done, right? When they're doing the search. So there's higher probability and likelihood of it converting to a job. There's some exclusivity to it. And of course, you can cherry pick the business you want without worrying about paying per lead. Now you'll also have like sponsored Facebook ads, and these work really effectively alongside the Google listing. I'll give you a quick example. So say like a potential client was searching, right, that finds you on the first page of Google or, you know, any of these 67 different directories we put you on, but they don't call you in that moment they found you. Now later on when they're in their Facebook and looking through pictures or whatnot, your targeted ad will pop up in their Facebook with a direct click to call that goes straight to you. And as you can imagine, I mean, those convert really well too. You maybe even had an experience like that yourself, right? You ever been like searching for something, or maybe you're even just talking about it and search the ads for that thing popping up everywhere, right?
Yeah, of course, because I have a Chinese listening device called Alexa in my house.
There you go. Even more so with that thing. Yeah, exactly. I know it's annoying. I hate it too, but it's a really great marketing tool, and it works like gangbusters. It's crazy. So That's exactly how it would work for you, except, you know, with your business and your services. They call that retargeting, by the way. You'll also have like a tracking system so we can like track what areas you're being searched in, the keywords you're being found for. We even monitor, track, and help you get more reviews for your, also with the site. You know, we make that easy. Because convenience is the key nowadays, right, for clients to leave reviews or pretty much do anything. So we make it easier not just to find you, but, you know, also to leave reviews and just kind of get the success you'd be looking to get with digital marketing. You also have like a tech team who's there Monday through Friday if you wanted to run a new promotion, change content, keywords, I mean, you name it. Now, just to give you an idea, right, like how it would work for you, how many calls you're going to get, because I think numbers tell you everything, right? So using that same tracking system, what I like to do is I'll take an area and I'll search for a specific keyword. It'll tell me how many searches were done in the last 30 days. So let's just say, let's try one of your keywords here. What's like, besides gutters, I mean, what's like the main gutter service you'd like to be found for?
Installation.
Gutter installation? Okay, let's try that. So we're looking at, just in Floresville, right? I'm just going to try there first. So you're looking at almost 700. Let's even round down, right? Let's just say it's 600, right? So let's say in the low end, we got you 1% of those calls, right? Solid, good jobs, good calls. That's 6 per month right now. That's just on one keyword and one area. You can have up to 15 different keywords you can be found for and up to 12 areas. So then we multiply that, you know, exponentially. So, I mean, there's a book of business there in the backyard. This just helps you utilize them or those searches by optimizing your placement. And that's just for Google. We also put you on Facebook, you know, Alexa, I mean, you name it. You're on literally every media you can think of. So I guess point being, it pays for itself, right? I mean, that's kind of the point I'm trying to make. Now, as for the pricing, speaking of that, let's see here. You guys are in business almost a year now. Is that right?
Right.
Okay, cool. Because if you're within a year, you would qualify for a credit, but she also did put you in for the veterans credit. Okay, so that actually might be better. Unfortunately, I can't combine them together to get you double credits, but the veterans one is actually better, so we'll just go with that. Thank you for your service, by the way. I forgot to mention that.
Hey, no problem. Thank you.
Yeah, no, of course. You just retired this year. She made a note of that?
Yes.
Nice.
I was actually assumed, but...
oh, really?
Yeah, I was off. Started the process in February, so technically February.
Oh, okay. Cool. How are you liking the civilian life so far?
I don't know. It's new. I've spent 29 years active duty, so I spent
time
active duty as a civilian, so.
Yeah.
I don't adjustment.
Right, of course. Just like anything, for sure. Like I said, I think, yeah, we'll go with that one because it's going to be much better. So with that, that brings the pricing down to, you're looking at $249. Okay, that's month to month. There's no contracts, and that covers everything I just went over. So all your ad spends, everything is included in that. So that's the same every month, no matter what. Now, I mean, after hearing my little spiel there, did that bring up any questions? I mean, what are you thinking so far?
So... I guess the management of it is where I would be having any questions. So you're saying that my Facebook, so I have a business Facebook page.
Right.
Now that is just linked to the ad, right? So they
your
still have
business
to go
Facebook
to,
page. That's where they'd run it. Exactly.
Okay.
So.
So
usually,
ads,
if
they,
sorry, go ahead.
I think her name was Tara. Tara.
Tara, right? Exactly.
I was telling her that I paid for this month to give it a try because I just got my Google Business profile set up and it was actually verified today, so it's still in the works. That I paid for a Google ad. Now,
like the Google ads, right? Okay.
Yeah, so would I stop that and this would be kind of the same or?
Yeah, you know, funny thing about the Google ads, that's the reason why I go with the Facebook ads. They have higher conversion rates and then actually The clicks on the Facebook ads are only 10 cents. With the Google ads, I'm sure you're familiar, probably looked at the numbers, are $10. So money goes a lot farther, and you spend actually less, and you get higher conversions. So just all around better. Now, you can run both and then see how they both perform, and you can see for yourself, or you can save yourself some money, you know, stop it, and then we can just run the Facebook ads. Like, it's really up to you, though, whatever's going to work better for you.
I have to just give it a try.
Yeah, I'd say, why not? Yeah, run both and then see how they both perform, and you can see for yourself.
Okay. So you said it was month to month, but I mean, there's no commitment, no minimum.
Exactly.
Like a year or whatever.
No, you don't have to. We do offer that if you want to do 3, 6, 12 months. You save money, obviously, going with the bundle thing, but typically we just do month to month. It's mostly people who want to, you know, they want to see it, how it performs, and then you, if you wanted to upgrade, you know, each month or whatever the case is, we can change it out. That's why most people like month to month, and we're a performance-based company, so it just makes more sense that way, too.
Okay, and then, so what happens with the other people that are part of the first page that are doing the same thing and paying? Because, like, when I Google, you know, gutters near me, I can name, a handful of competition that always pops up.
Right. No, I got you. I understand what you mean. So let's just say, so, like, in Floresville, you mean, right? Gutters in Floresville?
Or San Antonio. I mean,
okay.
We only have one place down here in Floresville, but we're so close to San Antonio, majority of the business is in that area.
Right. So with us, the reason, so this actually kind of ties into why we're calling. So when we have a listing open up, right, we have inventory department, they forward us a short list of companies that would qualify. Say a new business with, you know, good reviews or, you know, just good online presence, right? So we would call through the area till we fill that listing. Now, as of now, before we started calling this morning, we don't work with anyone who does gutters currently in your area. So say we signed you up, we won't work with anyone else who does what you do or uses them the same keywords. This is how you're going to get the most amount of calls and also get the most traction, because it doesn't really make much sense for us to work with your competition in the same area, right?
Right. But how are they
right.
still up on? That's my question, is they're still there. So they're on Google and they're the first thing that pops up. So.
Right. As of now, it's Guild Collective, Prime Seamless Gutters. The brothers that just do gutters, of course, they're big, but, and then MT Gutters. Do you know any of those guys?
I know of them, yeah. And that's the Powell and Sons down here in Floresville.
Powell and Sons. Oh yeah, they're there. Okay. Yeah. So most of these people you're seeing, it's a similar service, right? Now there is a way you can do this organically, but usually it's going to take so much time. So any company that's up there organically, it took years. You know, it takes a lot of time. Services like this, you know, it exists because then it makes it easier. We do 100 man hours within the first week of getting you up on the first page instead of you having to do it slowly over time while you're also trying to take calls and do work. So most of these companies, yeah, they have the same type of service or, you know, whatever it is, but they're going to be up on the first page, but you have the same service. So you're still going to be up there with them. And of course it fluctuates. We know how the algorithms work with, you know, Google, but you're still going to be up there with them. You might fluctuate between like the, you know, fourth and fifth spot or second and third spot, but you're still going to be up there with these other companies. And that's the most important part, because if you're up there and you have good reviews, good website, you know, what have you, that's really what it's about, is getting the views, right? People finding you. As long as you're up there, I mean, you're still going to get the calls, especially because we do help you get more reviews and make the site look really, you know, like with all the bells and whistles, so to speak. So that helps. Those are the two main things people look for, is of course the placement, but your website and your reviews, which we help with both.
Okay. So if I said let's try for 6 months and what that price would be, and if it's better, better price or whatever, can I still contact somebody? So say I get a website built, because you guys aren't saying you're building a website, right?
So we can build the site. It's just a one-time payment. So I'll break it down. So the first month would be $348 because it's $99 one-time payment, and then every month after it would be the $249. Does that make sense? If you wanted the site.
Say that again. It's $99.
So it's a $99 one-time payment for the site. So you'd have this month would be $348. And we build the site, and then every month after is still the $249 I quoted you, because it's a one-time payment for the site. Does that make sense?
Okay. And is it like a regular website?
Yeah, so it's a state-of-the-art Google template. I mean, you can put scheduling and billing for clients. You can put your testimonies, pictures, reviews, your own content. You're instrumental in creating it, so it's exactly how you'd want it to be.
Okay. And then someone just reaches out to me and send them stuff. And okay.
Exactly. So let's say I set you up right now, right? Get the information, you know, how you'd like it to appear, everything. Then I set you up with our technician either later today or like tomorrow morning, depending on your schedule. And then he starts building everything. He'd be the one you send or email or text or whatever's better for you, all the content that you want to put on the site and, you know, et cetera.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, and they help you along the way, too. Like, they're there Monday to Friday if you want to change anything, you know, answers, questions, anything you need. So back to your question, too, about handling everything, that they handle it for you.
All right. That's what would 6 months be with the site, the initial setup, and then 6 months with a... I don't know what you call
also doing like the 6 month contract to save money monthly, you mean?
Yeah.
Okay, let's see. So with the Facebook ads, we're looking at, okay, so that would be, I'm going to give you the breakdown just so you know how much you're saving too, because of course that's important. Let's see here. So with the $249 monthly, you know, month to month, just so you can see the difference here. So $249 times 6 months is $1,494. Now with the prepaid, you're looking at, let me make sure we have the Facebook. Yep. Okay. So that'd be $1,300. So you save about $200. So about a 1 month payment.
Okay. And then
so you're getting a month
Facebook ad, but I'm not a technical guy, tech-savvy person, but I have a Facebook business page. Do they take that and do stuff with it?
Yeah. Actually, they can optimize that for you if you like. Yeah, and then they run the ads through there. Now, they don't have to optimize if you like the way it looks. They can just run the ads, but it also is included for them to optimize it, too, if you want it.
Yeah, but that's included, right?
Yeah, like I said, it's included. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the only thing that's not included in the $249 I was quoting you was the website, but that's just a one-time payment, like I said.
Okay, so the website is separate, and I still get that as well at the $1,300 for 6 months.
Right, I'll include that. Yeah, I'll take off the setup fee, so you're actually saving $300 then technically, yeah.
All right. Well,
do you still set it up?
Yeah. And then how do they notify me afterwards? Like when there's 6 months, I get busy and I forget.
Oh, you know, yeah. No worries. I'm the lead on the account. So most of the time what I do is I'll just follow up with you. And then I'll just be like, hey, your 6 months is about to be up. Did you want to go for the year? Do you want to do another 6 months, 3 months, you know, whatever. And then you can kind of choose from there.
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's do it in 6 months.
Okay, sounds good. Now, let me just make sure I have everything correct, like with the listing and everything, because you want to go with your Google Business Profile, like how it appears with most of that information now, right?
Yes.
Okay. So what I have is the address correct with the 339 Abrego Lake. Is that still a good address?
Well, so that's my personal home address. And then when I, so when I was telling, when I was verifying to Google today, I told him I'm doing a service area business only. No one comes to my house, but for some reason,
of course,
asking for, and it wanted me to verify my address. And I'm like, I don't see how that matters because I don't work. I'm just based out of my house. No one comes to my house.
Right, but no one's doing that. Right. You don't a bunch of crazies knowing your address. No, I got you.
Correct. Yeah. So that's the one thing they told me not to do was don't make any changes for the next 48 hours.
Right.
I think you guys are doing that. You're just taking the information.
And that's the one that you gave them was the 339, like, because they asked for it?
Yeah. Yeah. So that's,
okay.
Gave them because that's so on my LLC. So if you in Texas, they have articles of organization for the LLC. It has that address on it because I had to.
It had to, right? You had to put something. Okay, got you. So I'll put that because it needs something, but they're not going to list that online. Okay, it has nothing to do with any of this. Like I'll make sure, you know, that's not even a part of it. Okay.
All right.
Because yeah, I understand that totally, especially these days. And then the phone number the same, right? The 830-581?
Correct.
Okay. And then what's a good email for you, Jason?
JJJGutters@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. Okay, Triple J. Yeah, she made a note that Triple J was for your sons, right? You just got them involved?
Yeah, my name's Jason, and obviously, and then I have a son named Jason and a son named John.
Oh, nice. I like that. I just had my first kid. He just turned one end of June, the 29th, so big day.
Wow.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, my twin, they're twins. Jason and Jonathan are twins, and they're number 5 and number 6 of our kids, and they just had their first birthday. Yeah.
Nice.
I'm an old guy.
No, hey, I wouldn't say that. No, you're only as young, you're only as old as you feel, right?
That's true.
That's true. And I'm sure with what you've gone through, you still feel pretty sprites, right?
it takes a toll on your body, that's for sure.
Oh, for sure. I can only imagine.
Yeah, they tell us we age about 20 years faster than normal civilians just living the military life.
Oh, yeah, living that life, for sure. But it also toughens you up, I'm sure.
It's 100 degrees there in Texas, and we're still swinging gutter outside, so.
Whew, yeah, man. I was only in California. I mean, that's pretty hot, but yeah, I think I got close to 100 degrees one time, but I'm actually from Washington State, and it's cold there, man. I'm not used to the heat, so yeah, you know, it's like always raining or snowing or something. Yeah, it's crazy. Jason, what's your last name?
Mays, M-A-Y-S.
M-A-Y-S, okay, got it. And then, now how you like to appear online, the same hours of operation you currently have, right?
Yeah, I mean, I have 7 to 7, just because the type of business is phone calls, and I don't mind taking phone calls for business related during those times. It's not like
right,
front or unlock doors or anything like that. So,
okay, so 7 to 7 is still okay. I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
All right, and then that's Monday. So when I pulled up the triple gutters and exteriors, I'm gonna try putting your address there because it came up with a couple other ones at the same name, but it didn't have your same phone number. Was there another number that you used? It was the same number, right?
Yeah, it's the same number, but there's other Triple J. There's like Triple J Gutters and Roofing, Triple J Gutters and Construction. Those aren't me. It's Triple J Gutters and Exteriors.
And then, okay, I'm going to use the address that you gave them because maybe that'll specify it better because the phone number, it comes up with one that's very similar, but not exactly the same. Because it should be the one you gave him is the 339 Abrego Lake, right?
Yeah, but I wonder if the LLC, for some reason, when you, depending on what area of Texas you are, when you submit your stuff, it comes up with a Houston address too.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, it's not pulling up anything. Like I put in Triple J Gutters and Exteriors LLC with the address, and then it still didn't. And then when I put in the phone number, it comes up with other ones, but not yours specifically. Like not the exact same information. Similar name, but not the same information.
Yeah, there's. So when I Google my business, Bizpedia. I don't know who they are, but they're the first thing that pops up on Google. And it has my company. So I don't think mine's live yet. Like I said, it was just...
Yeah, I think it must be, yeah, like, because you said it was just today, right? So that's probably why. But we can also expedite the process, so it shouldn't be a problem anyway. Now, let's see, back to this part. Okay, and then for contact with clients, phone, text, and email is okay, or do you want to just keep a phone and text?
Yeah, phone and text only.
Just phone and text? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Some people offer the email.
Oh, either, I guess.
I say more opportunity with the email, too, because some people, you know how they are, they just want to do email. So it would be more... chance of people contacting you through that way too, you know, that avenue.
Yeah, keep it email.
Try it for now, and then if you don't like it, if it's just to get annoying, just we can actually, we're flexible with most things, we can switch it out if you didn't want it anymore.
All right.
And let's see here. So it was 7 to 7 Monday through Saturday, or are you also doing Sunday?
No, that was Monday through Friday. And then I think it was 8 or 9 to 5 or something like that on Saturdays.
Okay, and then for now, you still want to do the 7 to 7, or is 8 to 5 better?
No, for Monday through Friday. So I had separate hours. I had Monday through Friday was 7 to 7, and then just Saturday was like 9 to 5 or 8 to 5, something like that.
Okay, got you. 8 to 5. So for Saturday, okay, perfect. 8 to 5 p.m. All right, and then... for specific areas that you want to show up in, now, like I said, you can have up to 12. Let me see what you have listed here on the Angies. We can go with at least a couple of those. But do you have any off the top of your head that, I mean, because I see San Antonio, Pleasanton, Floresville, Lavernia, Converse, Adkins, that's 2, 4, 6. You can have 6 more if you have them.
Can you do whole counties?
Oh, right. Yeah. Let's do that, because I think that actually might work better for you, right? Let's see. What counties do you want to show up in?
I have to look them up, but the two I know off of hand are Bexar County, B-E-X-A-R, and the second one is Wilson County.
Wilson County. And you said the first one was Bexar County?
Yeah, it's pronounced Bear, but it's...
But it's B-E. Oh, okay, interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, and then let's see here. Bexar County, Wilson County. I'm going to try to look up.
I'm looking at the county map right now just to see what.
Okay. Yeah, I was about to pull up a map myself. Let's see here.
Yeah, so Wilson, Guadalupe.
Guadalupe County.
Yeah.
Okay.
Comal County, C-O-M-A-L.
Comal County. Okay, you can have up to 4. So these are the best 4 for you?
Oh.
With counties, it has to be 4. With cities or zip codes, it can be 12. That's, you know, with the counties, we have to keep it to 4.
San Antonio. There's more than 12 zip codes in San Antonio, I'm pretty sure. It's huge.
Yeah, that's why I thought counties might be better, a couple more area that way, but again, it's totally up to you, so.
Well, Bexar County, Bexar County covers all of San Antonio, so that's good. And then, yeah, so let's do Bexar, Wilson, Guadalupe, and... man, that's way up there.
The other one you had was Tamal, but if there's a better one, let me know.
Yeah, I can't see the towns that Kamal covers, so let's do Kamal. That'd be the four.
Okay, and that, sorry, I keep hearing it differently. Is it C-O-M or T-O-M? Or K?
C.
C, okay. Kamal. Perfect. Yeah, the first time I thought I heard Tamal, and I was like, oh, okay. Maybe I was hearing it incorrectly. All right, and then now what about the keywords? Now, like I said, you can have up to 15. The ones you have listed on your Angie's listing are a little bit, I think there's one, let's see. You got 1, 2, 3. There's 5-inch K-style, 6-inch, and then there's leaf guard. Seamless gutter repair and seamless gutter install. Are there any others that you want to show up for?
So if you say seamless gutter, if somebody typed in gutter, will it still pull it up?
Exactly. So that's what, it's good to be specific with certain ones that you offer, like specific services, but sometimes it's good just to have gutter, because then no matter what it is, you're going to pop up, you know?
You can put aluminum.
Aluminum.
You there?
Okay. Yeah, gotcha. Aluminum gutter.
Yeah, aluminum gutter. You can put a copper gutter.
Copper gutter. So we got seamless metal gutter install, seamless metal gutter repair. I'll even just put gutter install and gutter repair too. Now also what I can do is I can have the technician recommend keywords that have high search volumes that fall under gutters. That way you can know which ones people are searching the most to help you get more searches that way too if you want.
Yeah, that'd help. That'd be helpful.
For sure. That's why I just wanted to get yours first and then you can kind of go from there. So seamless metal gutter install and repair, aluminum gutter, copper gutter, gutter install, gutter repair. That should be a good start. If there's any others though, you have off the top of your head.
Yeah, we don't need to add like residential or commercial, do we?
No, I'll put commercial gutter install or commercial gutter repair too. That way the technician can see that and then he can search and see, you know, which keywords to search the most, you know, under that umbrella too. And then, you know, get you searches for the commercial ones too.
Okay.
Cause he knows all the ins and outs of the keywords. So it's better to pick his brain. Now when would you be able to speak with the technician? Could you do that later today or you want to do that like tomorrow morning? Do you have time today?
Yeah, I gotta run some errands, but about what time can we set up a time frame?
Yeah, so let's see. Well, we have open pretty much all day. So let's see. What's a good time for you? You think you might be free? I mean, we're pretty much open all day. The only time we don't do would be 10 o'clock your time. And then towards the end of the day, we couldn't do 3 o'clock.
Oh, I was going to say 2 o'clock my time.
That'd be 2 o'clock. So that's 12. Okay, so 12. Yeah, that's 12 our time because we're on Pacific, right? You guys are on Central. It's 2 hours difference. So we could do 2 o'clock. Is that still
okay?
Yeah,
let's do it too. Yeah. Yeah.
Let's see. Oh, you said 1. Oh, sorry, that's my mistake. So 11, that'd be 11. Okay, we can do 11. So 11's 1 o'clock here. So, yeah, we got 1 o'clock open. All right, we're good. Now let's see if we got everything filled out here. Yep, okay, we're good. And then now for the billing address, that's the same as the initial one, the 339?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then let's see. So Jason Mays, typical spelling on Jason, I'm assuming. And then it's 78114, right?
Correct.
Okay, and then the payment method, is that a Visa or a MasterCard?
It's a Visa.
Okay, and then go ahead with the number whenever you're ready.
4060.
Okay.
9567.
Okay.
2-5-7. And then 6-8-1-7.
Okay, so the last four before the very last ones was 2-3-5-7?
Yes.
Okay, just want to make sure. And then 6-8-1-7. Okay, and then the expiration?
Oh, I guess they're going to activate a new card. This one's 7-23, so it's still good for the end of the month.
Okay, so, yeah, it's a good thing you got that. So 7-23, okay, nice. And then yeah. And then the number on the back?
675.
Okay, now I'm also going to set up a security question for you. That way you know it's us and we're calling, calls are more secure, obviously. There's three options. Mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name?
Mother's maiden name.
Okay, and the name?
Shue, that's S-H-U-E.
S-H-U-E. Okay, got it. I think that's what we need there. Okay, good. Now I'm just going to set up the account. So we're going to go with the 6 months. That's with the Facebook. All right, there it is. Yep. Okay, now you're going to see the payment come through on your online banking, of course, but then you're also going to get your invoice, okay, as soon as it processes through text and email. I think you're going to get the text first, the email first. But then I'm also going to send you a text because that's usually the easiest way to access it. So let me just do that now. Okay. Sorry, it just takes a sec. Internet's always slower when you need it to be faster, right?
Yeah.
Technology. The better it gets, the more problems with it you have. There we go. All right, it's just loading now. Okay, so you're going to see that come through on your online banking first, of course, and then we'll go over the invoice, and there's just one other quick step, and you're good to go. Okay, so I'm processing now. And I think immediately, it takes a minute, but you're going to get the email. And then I'm going to send you the text because that's usually the easiest way to access the invoice. Okay, let's see here. So you should definitely see that on your online banking, though. And then let me send you the text. Yep, Local Splash, that's the one. And then you should see the email, I think, for sure. But I'm going to send you the text because it's just easier to access. You'll see a link. It'll say, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Oh, you did? Okay, perfect. So go ahead, click on the link that's in the text. That should take you into the invoice. You're going to see everything in black and white written out. So take a quick look. Let me know if you got any questions. But once you get to the bottom there, there's going to be like a box where you would click, you know, to authorize you to the user. And then below that, where you would type your name, once you hit confirm signature, once those both are done, that should take you to our website. It's going to ask for your username and password. You're going to get that within 7 days since you're speaking with the technician today. So just let me know once you get to that point, and then just one other quick step after that.
I'm not seeing anything about the website.
Really? Yeah. No, it's definitely included. No, I mean, I have it in the notes here for the technician too. I'll take a look here.
It says business profile optimization.
Google's it should say landing page. It might be the verbiage that's, it should say landing page.
Facebook, Google Ads.
Optimized landing page, I think, is how they write it out. Let me gonna pull up like a mock one. I should be able to find it.
Yeah, I'm not saying.
But it's definitely, you know, you definitely get a website, so no worries. Like, it's, that's one of the main things we do. But besides get you verified, which you already are, we build the website. That's the first thing we do. So no worries. It's definitely, I'll even send you another, let me just find this thing here.
So the certify.
Yeah, you would click the box that says, like, to certify you're the authorized user. And then below that, there should be, like, an empty space where you type your name. So once those are both done, hit confirm signature, and then that should take you to our website, and it'll ask for like a username and password.
Oh, signature does not match.
Don't worry about the middle initial. We can add that later if needed, but for now, yeah, you can just put first and last name.
Okay, now it has the login page.
Okay, so you're good there. So then there's just one other quick step. They call it the voice verification. It's to go over, you know, the invoice, ensure the accuracy of the order, of course. And basically, I mean, it's just kind of to go over everything and make it clear, you know, verbally as well as on paper. So if you have any questions along the way, just let me know. It's very straightforward, but, you know, just in case, I'm going to start now. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and as an added form of protection for you. Now, first, to ensure the accuracy of your order, can you please state the name of your business?
Triple J Gutters and Exteriors.
Okay, and now please state your name and title within the business.
Jason Mays, owner and operator.
Okay, and now, are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
Okay, and you're an authorized user on the billing of this account as well, correct?
Yes.
All right, now to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you're actively involved in the campaign and the process. That also goes along with the verification, but since you're already verified, you don't have to worry about that part. But as a result of increased visibility online, also please be advised, you may receive calls from third-party vendors that are unrelated to Local Splash. That's why I set up the security question for you so you know it's us when we're calling. We'll make sure to use that at the top of the call, and you'll be provided with that. Make sure that it's us when we're calling. And other calls you can disregard. Now, do you agree to be responsive to the phone calls and emails from Local Splash during the process?
Yes.
Okay, I'll also give you the phone number the text is going to call from. I can just text it to you at the end of the call if that's better for you.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, now in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you also agree to disclose or just let the technician know if there's any other additional online marketing efforts that you do with another company during the term of your agreement, if that's the case?
Yes.
Okay. Now, your payment for the initial term and account setup was charged today, okay, July 18th, in the non-refundable amount of $1,300. When the second payment is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month, right, on the 18th or just 30 days from today in the amount of $299, right? So it'll add up each month, $299, until the 6 month is completed. I'll make sure to contact you probably about a month or just a few weeks before. That way we can, you know, go from there. Now, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635, the number I'll text you, to prevent charges for your next month's service. Just contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. Now, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes. So, well, no, not yes. You charge the whole amount of $13, or you're saying you only charge the first month?
Right. So it charged the $1,300, but now you have 6 months, and each month is $299, so it's just going to keep, you know, and for the 6 months, because it adds up to the $1,300. And then after 6 months or right before, I'll contact you and then see if you want to do another six or do a year or month to month or, you know, whatever is better for you.
Right. Yeah, it just sounded like I paid the $1,300
and then it's going to be the same every month. No, nothing like that. No. No, it's just broken up monthly, but you pay it up front. Yeah, because you did the 6 months.
Okay.
No, sorry. Good thing you asked. Yeah, I'll make sure I'm clear about that. That's an important part. Okay, so what I'm going to do is just send you the email about the time with the technician, to confirm the time, it'll come through like a Google Calendar invite. So all you have to do is just say yes on the RSVP, and then that confirms the time with the technician. So I'm just sending that right now. It's for 11 our time, which is 1 your time, okay? Let me know if you get that. That should come through right now.
You said email or text?
Email.
Yeah, I got it.
Okay, perfect. So you're good to go on that. Now just, they'll call you within 30 minutes of that 1 o'clock time to get you started on that, okay? Other than that, it was great talking with you. I mean, thanks for giving us a shot. Welcome to the team most of all. Now, you're going to have my information, too. I'm going to send this through text. It's the same number the tech will call from, but if you need me, all you have to do when you call in is just ask for Hawk, and they'll send it over to me. And then this is the same number the tech's going to call from. I'm going to send this text to you once we get off the call here. But I'm still the lead. So if you need anything from me, you know, meantime, let me know. If not, you'll hear from me, you know, towards the end of the 6 months, and then we can take it from there, okay?
Okay. So I just received an email from Google Verification from you guys.
Yeah, don't worry about that. That's an auto email. You can disregard that since you're already verified. And I made the note to the tech so he knows that you just got that done today, and then he can take it from there. He can look up and see when it's going to get, you know, go live and everything.
Okay.
Okay, that'll perfect. Work. So yeah, you're going to get my text here in a sec. Tech is going to call you between 1 and 1:30 and get you started, okay?
All right. So the email, you there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Oh, okay. That you asked me to click on that link to take me to the website, but I don't have a username or password.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. Sometimes I talk really fast. I went over that. But so he's going to get that. He's going to start building all your profiles, even on our website today. So you're going to get that within 7 days, typically. Since you're speaking with him today, it should be within 7 days. So he'll start setting up all that up for you today around 1, and you can pick his brain about the keywords and, you know, take all that, the technical part from there.
All right. That'll work.
Okay, cool. And you're going to have my information. I'm going to send it to you over if you have any questions or, you know, anything along the way, okay?
Okay.
All right. Sounds good. It was great talking with you, Jason. And then we'll talk in the future.
All right. Thank you. Have a good one.
Yep. Have a good one. You too. Bye.
Bye.